This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to get an update on the climate science situation regarding global warming. There's an important conference going on in Copenhagen, and Matt McGraw joins us from the BBC in Copenhagen. And Matt, first of all, because you're the environment correspondent for the BBC, you have to go to all of these conferences. And I know that you chase bee colonies around California as well to figure out what's going on with all the species on our planet. As you look at these scientists at this conference, how do we rate the significance of this event versus all of the events? And how do you put in context the fact that the Obama administration doesn't seem to have a representative at this scientific conference in Copenhagen?
Yes, John, very much another month, another science conference. It's difficult, as you can imagine, to separate them all out. But this one, I think, is particularly significant. You've got 2,500 scientists here from all over the world, from about 80 countries. They're intent on updating the work of the IPCC, that's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which reported a couple of years ago. Its very significant report suggested that climate change was real, was happening, was unequivocal, and was man-made. But since then, these scientists believe that things have changed and are changing rapidly in the world, and they want the political leaders, including the United States, to be fully informed of the latest science, and that's why they're here. They're putting together the latest snapshot, if you like, of what's happening in the world, so that when the political negotiators come here to the same city of Copenhagen in December, they will be able to have the latest stuff at their fingertips, if you like, to be able to make decisions for the future.
What is hoped for the December conference? And I guess I should ask you, what's the scientific headline at the Copenhagen conference today? And what's the political headline? And they're very distinct phenomena.
And indeed they are. One of the scientific headlines we've had here has been about sea level rise, which is something that affects, you know, hundreds of millions of people around the world. The IPCC was criticized a little bit because in its projections 2 years ago, it said sea level rise around the world would rise by about 59 centimeters, and many people thought that was too low. We've updated the figures here. They say it will now be over a meter over the next century. Now, a meter may not sound like an awful lot to you and me, but the projections are pretty solid, and they say that, you know, in New York City, for instance, a meter of sea level rise, it would change the situation of massive storm surges, which are now a one-in-a-century event, to one every 3 years. And that's when you get the subways flooding, when you get that type of flooding. So if we go up to a meter, you could have that kind of event in New York once every 3 years, as opposed to once every century. So that's kind of a real indicator of the kind of seriousness of this type of research. Politically, it's far more difficult because there are no politicians here. This is the scientists operating on their own, if you like, unfettered, free, running around the place, able to say what they really think. So there's an absence of a political governance here, and the scientists hope to be able to get to a point in the next day or so where they can put together a strong message, send it to the politicians, and say, look, this is what we really think, this is what we really know.
Well, what then, in the few seconds that we have, Matt McGraw, what is the chance that the scientists are going to be able to hold politicians to the level of urgency we've seen over the last 18 months? Because certainly the world has changed economically, and politicians may not be in a mood to take this up.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, John. The mood has definitely changed. The mood has changed here among the scientists as well. As opposed to making arguments based on reason, the word I hear the most of here is hope. We hope we can keep temperatures to 2 degrees. We hope we can convince the politicians. And hope really isn't a very scientific concept.
No, indeed. And neither is politics. So Matt McGraw, environment correspondent for the BBC, with an update on climate change from a scientific perspective, conference going on in Copenhagen. Thanks, Matt.